You know when you're browsing around the web and you come across those horribly bad clickbait articles, like this one thing can triple your income overnight, or here's how so-and-so makes $8,000 a month just working at home licking envelopes. Like that's the secret. If you can just figure out how to stay home and lick envelopes all day, you can make $8,000 just like this person. And of course, they're garbage. They're not true. You click on them and it's just this generic junk advice. And then they do that thing where they take what amounts to like 2,000 words, right? Like 2 pages of what you would write in middle school doing some kind of report. And they will take those 2,000 words and spread them over like 15 different pages that you got to click through. And each page gets its own ad that can be shoved in your face that you have to close. It's so horrible. It's one of the sad parts of the internet. But on that note, I'm going to use this same technique on you, okay? So one thing that can improve your chance of being hired by 80%. 80%, as always, is a completely made-up number, except in this case when I actually counted. Okay, so at Lyricast, one thing I'm in need of is kind of a general purpose designer, a little graphic design, a little web design to help me with nothing big, no big redesign, but just various things around the site, like designing channel banner ads for us, or series thumbnails, or little open source UIs and stuff like that. Anyways, so I put out the job ad yesterday, maybe 2 days ago at the time of this recording. And this is a very interesting thing whenever you do this. And in fact, I think if you want to figure out how to be more successful in the job market, and you're trying to find a job and nothing seems to be coming your way, if you could only simulate, I know you can't do this, but if you could only post your own job ad and figure out what kinds of responses you get, it would make you better because you would realize how many people do things completely wrong, or more importantly, how many people do not follow instructions. Now, like I said, I'm only a day or two in, but I've received, I don't know, 50 submissions at this point. And if you add it up, it comes to just around 80%, 70, 80% of the applicants did not follow the instructions. And the instructions weren't invisible. They weren't complicated. They were simple things like, tell me your name. Tell me just a few sentences about yourself. And I even said, please keep it short. Because remember, when you have 50 new emails in the morning and somebody writes you 8 paragraphs, I think sometimes as the applicant, you're thinking, I'm going above and beyond. I'm giving them all this information that they can use. And the reality is, they're not reading it. I promise you, they're not reading it. They don't have time to. So imagine, like, your inbox is full and you're going through emails. Will you address the one that's just a paragraph, a few sentences that you can consume very, very quickly? Or the one that is 8 paragraphs that's literally going to require 5 minutes of your time just to read? You're going to put that one off every single time. So anyways, that was one of the other items of the job ad. Tell me just a few sentences about yourself. Please keep it short. The third request, link me to something you've worked on. And the fourth request, and this is a really important one for me, the fourth request was design an example series thumbnail for Lyricast. So you know when you're at Lyricast and you're browsing all the series on the site, the fourth item was take any of those. It doesn't matter. Pick any topic and create your own custom version of that thumbnail. And that's it. I didn't even ask for a resume. Very, very simple steps. Who are you? Tell me just a few brief sentences about yourself. Give me a couple links to things you're proud of that you've worked on, and then design an example series thumbnail. Now, I promise you, 80% of the job applicants did not follow those steps. And this is not, this is not an anomaly. I have a group where I talk to friends who are also business owners, and this is a common thing that comes up where you post a job ad and almost nobody, seemingly nobody, follows instructions. It's the strangest thing in the world to me because think, if you submit an application and you didn't even take time to read the details and what we request, why would anyone choose you? Literally, the very first request made of you, you did not follow through on. Now, when these applications do come in, they cover the spectrum. So I would say, maybe 10%, 10, 15, again, just made up numbers, but 1 out of 10, maybe 2 out of 10 are quite good. They follow the instructions. And here's a big one for the email. They structure and they organize the email so that it is as consumable as possible. So some people will just send you paragraph, 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 paragraph. And again, it's hard to take in when you come to work in the morning, and you're either going to scan it or you're just going to skip it and save it for later. So the 1 out of 10 people will give you everything you request. They structure everything nicely. If they're showing you specific things they've been responsible for, they will properly create lists. If they have extra information for you, they will give it a heading, just basic things to divide up the content. This is huge. The second thing I notice people often do in this bracket is they will make an attempt to connect with you personally in the most nice possible way, like a friendly joke or a smiley face or something to show that they are human and you're not just talking to a robot. I think that's useful too. The third thing I notice across the board, not just in this case, but for every time I've hired a contractor or something like that, the ones I end up picking usually go above and beyond what you request. So in this particular case, the only real request that required work on their part is to design a custom series thumbnail. And I chose this one because I want you to put in a little work to apply. Otherwise, you end up with people who just scan for job wanted ads, and they just send you their generic template that they sent to 80 other people. They're not invested. They don't care. And as a result, I prefer not to work with them. So I want you to do just a little bit of work, but at the same time, it shouldn't require too much effort on your part. That's not fair to you. So a series thumbnail is something, it can take you 15 minutes, and then you have something good there. Now, I've noticed of the people who have submitted ads at this point, the ones I've pinned that I've saved for later, they are in the top running at this point. They all provided more than I requested on this front. So many of them submitted a few series thumbnails. Many of them didn't just give me just a generic image for the thumbnail, but maybe they thought about the branding a little bit and they made it consistent from thumbnail to thumbnail. These are just little things that I promise you puts you instantly at the top of the pack. So when I say things like this one thing puts you in front of 80% of all job applicants, I think amazingly enough, there is some truth to it. If you will just follow the instructions, be somewhat friendly, and then for whatever request, go a little above and beyond, I promise you, you're instantly to the top of the pack. It reminds me of when I was in high school. I was talking to my boss about something like, I can't remember the details too much, but I remember him saying something like, honestly, if you show up and do the work, you'll instantly get the job, or something like that. And of course, I don't know if I understood what he meant then, but I do now. Of course, he was suggesting most people at that level, this is entry-level job in high school, nothing code-related. But back then, if you will just show up, if you'll just show up on time, wear your uniform, do the job, you're instantly at the top of the pack at that age, because most people are so incredibly unreliable, they don't. So if you just have the ability at that age to comb your hair, put on your uniform, whatever it is, and actually go there every single day, you're instantly at the front of the pack, because most people do not at that age. Another example I have is from like 10 years later. I had a friend who was looking for a job, and they had a resume, but honestly, it's a crappy resume. Not in terms of their skills, but in terms of the resume itself. It's one of those that was like designed in Word. They didn't even export it as a PDF. They just saved it as a doc, which meant whatever computer you open it on, it's going to look drastically different and probably horrible. But then he would just scatter it to every single job in the area, which means the least amount of effort, but if I just give this an email, these 50 different people, likely a few of them are going to respond and I'll be okay. And again, it took him a long time to get a job because this is not the way to do it. The way to do it, I would recommend, is to find the job you want and actually go all in. Do something specific for that job. Make a personal connection with the person hiring there. Make it look like you're actually applying for that job versus just spreading your resume to 50 different companies, hoping that one bites. And of course, I promise you, people pick up on that. You notice it. You can tell the email is generic. You can tell they just pasted in a little snippet. In many of these cases, I'm looking at some right now, in fact. In many of these cases, when I look at the emails, I can tell you have no idea who I am because it just popped up, you know, on Twitter or somebody retweeted it. No idea who I am. And of course I'm not going to pick you. Why would I when there's a few others who actually reference that they know what Laracast is? They took my request and they did a little bit more than that. They actually followed the instructions, which 7 or 8 out of 10 people do not. Of course they're going to go to the front of the pack. It's just common sense. Anyways, something to think about if you're in the market, if you're looking for a new job. There are basic things you can do that overwhelmingly put you at the top of the pack.